views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to help illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, usually, Benny, I'm in the studio with you, but today's a little different. And I'd love to say I'm doing it from the comfort of my home or a hotel room when I'm on the road, but honestly, I'm parked in my vehicle in an office park of I don't know where, under a tree to kind of like shield the listeners from the raindrops hitting the roof of my vehicle because traffic was so bad.
It's okay. The show must go on. You've done exactly what I would have recommended you do very appropriately. And yeah, things happen. You know what I mean?
It does. And, you know, we could have just, you know, rescheduled. But I didn't want you, the listener, to miss out on the conversation today because it's a really important one. We're going to be talking to Dawson Church. He is the executive director of the National Institute for Integrative Healthcare. He's edited and authored many books, and he's collaborated with some of the big wigs out there, doctors Larry Dossey, Bernie Siegel, Chris Northup, and many others. He founded Soul Medicine Institute to research and teach emerging psychological and medical techniques that can yield fast and radical cures. And this is a man after my own heart because, you know, he's ventured into this realm of the energetics and what some would refer to as the woo-woo, and he's backing it up with science, so I really appreciate that. His award-winning book, The Genie in Your Genes, pioneers the field of epigenetics, which is getting to be huge, explaining the remarkable self-healing mechanisms now emerging at the juncture of emotion and gene expression, which is so important. He has authored numerous scientific studies through the Foundation for Epigenetic Medicine. He's the editor of Energy Psychology, which is a peer-reviewed journal, which in, you know, my former research realm means you can believe what you read in it. He shares how to apply what's called EFT, emotional freedom techniques, to shift our well-being, both the emotional well-being and physical well-being. And he is the author of the new EFT manual, where he's taken like a classic and revised it with inspirational stories and how to. I'd like to welcome Dr. Dawson Church to the show. Welcome, Dawson. How are you?
Christine, I'm doing great. I just hope you aren't stressed because, of course, when you get stressed, all kinds of things happen in your body. So I really appreciate the way you're just parked there, you're nice and calm, and you're able to be there for me and there for your audience. Thank you.
Oh, yes, and thank you so much for being there today. You know, Dawson, I have never learned how to do EFT until I started reading this your manual here, but I did have a friend use it on me many years ago, and it's actually pretty significant because once upon a time, like a decade ago, I was working on a teaching staff at a healing seminar, a series of healing seminars, and I would have to get up on stage for 1 minute at a time and tell a healing story, maybe 2 minutes. And my throat would tighten, and my palms would get sweaty. And I had a dear friend who was also a colleague, Meryl Beck, and she said, here, before you go up on stage, let me do some tapping. And she did this at several different seminars. Well, fast forward a few years, you know, I'm teaching in front of hundreds, you know, around the world, and now, you know, speaking in front of tens of thousands every week. So I'm a firm believer in the benefits of EFT. So how did you originally you know, venture into this realm of emotional freedom technique?
Very much the same way you did. I had a friend who was a Gestalt therapist, and he told me about using EFT, and he was just raving about how good it was, and he was using it with clients of his who were dealing with all kinds of problems, from anxiety to depression to phobias to PTSD. And,
right.
Christine, I wish I had been as open as you were initially, but I'm going to say I was so closed-minded. I said, there's no way that one simple technique, I mean, tapping with your fingertips on acupuncture points, give me a break. So I took the instructions he gave me for how to do EFT, threw them on a pile, and refused to do anything about them. And only a few months later, when I was going through a real period of anxiety myself around a financial transaction I was trying to complete, did that piece of paper miraculously surface from the middle of the pile to the top. I tapped. I did EFT on myself just the first time with total ignorance of the method, and I felt this remarkable drop in my own level of anxiety. So when when you try it yourself, you get it, and that's the crucial thing. I can argue with you. I can give you all the scientific studies behind why it works and what it does to your cortisol and your serotonin, your dopamine, and your neurotransmitters, but until you actually try it, that's when all the arguments are over, because you can feel the changes in your body, feel your stress level going down, feel a lot better, and then you know for sure yourself that it works.
Right, and you know, I think that, as my mother used to say, the proof is in the pudding, right? It's the sort of thing, though, that people could say, well, you know, it's just, you know, the placebo effect or power of suggestion. But there have been a lot of scientific studies, haven't there, that have evaluated the benefits of EFT.
Yeah, there are a lot of scientific studies. There are over 50 studies and review papers on EFT now showing it works for anxiety, depression, PTSD, and many other conditions. And yeah, there is some placebo effect to anything when you take a sugar pill rather than a real prescription drug. The research, on average, shows about a third improvement, about a 30%, 35% improvement in people's symptoms just by engaging the power of belief. But we tested EFT against placebo interventions. Like, for example, in one study, they tested EFT against diaphragmatic breathing, and they found that people who did the mindfulness and breathing and didn't do the tapping didn't do nearly as well on their emotional shifts as those that did. So in several randomized placebo-controlled trials, we found that EFT is superior to a placebo and most other kinds of conventional talk therapies as well.
That's fabulous, because, you know, when you're comparing it to, you know, another type of gold standard, so to speak, or a placebo, and it shows statistically significant benefits. And I know that you've got a lot of papers out there that are, you know, with little p-values. You know, I'm a former research statistician, so I look at those p-values. It's indicating that there's something to it. But, of course, you know, it really is a personal experience. And I think even more than the science, people's individual stories about how they've benefited really is what intrigues people the most. What kinds of ailments, emotional issues have been healed via EFT?
Well, I'm going to jump to extreme cases over here. So there are cases, like I mentioned, my own case of tapping on an anxiety, and those are very real anxieties. They really do worry people, and they affect our lives. But we've done several research projects with people under really, really extreme conditions. And perhaps the most extreme is people who survived the genocide in Rwanda in 1994. Mm-hmm. It was 20 years ago. In fact, we just crossed the 20th anniversary landmark, and many children, like hundreds of thousands of children, were orphaned when their parents were literally hacked to death, often before their eyes. Mm-hmm. Often the children were injured as well and left for dead. These are highly traumatized people. These children were then warehoused after the war in orphanages in often terrible conditions in an already very poor country. Now they have high levels of PTSD, and we've done several research studies on these methods with them, and the results have been little short of miraculous. Massive reductions in PTSD symptoms and massive improvements in their functioning. The other group I've done a lot of research with is veterans. Vietnam veterans, Iraq veterans, Afghanistan veterans, and the average improvement in symptoms in that group, in those veterans, in PTSD symptoms, like flashbacks, nightmares, hypervigilance, and so on, the average improvement in symptoms is over 60%. And in those cases with PTSD, 90% of those people no longer test positive for clinical PTSD levels after we give them 60 EFT sessions. That is a radical shift, dramatically better than any other method out there, except for EMDR. EMDR is the other method we think is as effective as EFT. So we have these two methods and a few hybrid methods, which are phenomenally effective even with highly traumatized people like Vietnam veterans or Afghanistan veterans. And I give you a couple of stories at this time of veterans who used it and what happened with them.
Okay. I think we're going to have to go to a quick break. But when you return it, we'd love to hear the stories about veterans, because I think that there are so many who come back into society who are expected to function normally, who want to function normally, but it's a real problem. And I've known so many people with PTSD. So more with the inspirational Dr. Dawson Church will return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of the EFT manual, and EFT, we're talking about emotional freedom techniques, Dr. Dawson Church. Now, Dawson, before the breaks, you know, you're talking about many cases and also research studies that indicate that there are benefits to it. And you were about to share some examples of people who were Vietnam vets who were suffering from PTSD and he had EFT. Can you share those stories?
There's a documentary that was made of our work in this respect called Operation Emotional Freedom. And one of the veterans who was actually in one of our studies, as well as telling the story for the documentary, is a Vietnam veteran called Bob Culver. And when we first began to work with Bob, he's in extremely poor condition psychologically. He's been homeless. He's attempted suicide. He has intrusive thoughts. He has nightmares. And he describes that his memories of Vietnam are, many of them he's not even willing to work with us on. He says, those memories are behind the wall. I never go back there. So he agrees to work with us on some memories that he says are in front of the wall. So some of his minor memories Bob is willing to work with us on. So we do some of the EFT tapping, acupoint tapping with him, and then as he begins to have these memories consciously processed again, he literally has a physical reaction. He starts to, he has to go and throw up. He can't even, I mean, he is so emotionally triggered by these thoughts. But after 2 or 3 days, this is a one-week retreat, after 2 or 3 days of the retreat, he was able to go behind the wall and tap on some of those memories. One of them was a memory of a mortar attack on the field hospital at which he was serving, and 18 people were killed, and there was blood, and there were body parts, and there was all kinds of, you know, it was really gory. By the end of the retreat, his sitting there calmly talking about that whole experience with no physical symptoms at all, and Bob's life has made a complete turnaround as a result of using EFT. And it's not just Bob. Yeah. There are literally thousands of Bobs. We've worked at this point with over 7,000 veterans and their family members. We've given, many of them have been through a week-long retreat or had several sessions of EFT. And again, we find huge improvements in their symptoms and those of their spouses, because often the spouses have PTSD after they've been living with a Vietnam veteran for 30 or 40 years. So another of our veterans who's just been organizing an effort to get EFT into a VA hospital near where I live, he woke up, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Vietnam War, and didn't believe he had PTSD, denied he had PTSD, even though people around him said he was changed. He woke up one night 35 years after Vietnam with his hands around his wife's neck, strangling her in the middle of the night, as they were both in their sleep. At that point, he admitted he had a problem. He then went and learned some other energy techniques. He also then stumbled on EFT, and now is helping us get EFT into the Sacramento, California VA hospital. So there are lots and lots and lots of these examples of people who really make huge shifts in their psychological health and often their physical health after EFT. So the research is powerful. It's compelling. There's lots of research behind it. But the stories just make you cry. I mean, it's so, in terms of lives transformed and people who got their lives back, EFT is a tremendous gift.
And it sounds to me, I mean, from my energy healing perspective, so much of what we're dealing with in our lives where we're stuck relates to stuck energy. And it sounds to me like it's not like offering compensation techniques per se. It's actually helping to release what has remained in the physical and energetic field, which you're right. And particularly in these traumatic situations, I mean, that is such an important gift to be able to share with another.
So, it's interesting how much of it is physical, how much of it is psychological, and how much of it is energetic. And it's hard to splice up the three into different compartments. But there's something happening on all three levels, because we do know, for example, from one randomized controlled trial, we did a large trial that was published in the oldest peer-reviewed psychiatry journal in America. And in this trial, I was the lead investigator for that trial. We compared EFT to talk therapy, one session of EFT to talk therapy, and also to just rest. We found that people's symptoms of anxiety and depression dropped more than twice as much in an EFT hour-long session as in a talk therapy session. And we also found that their stress hormone, cortisol, dropped a lot as well. In fact, the drop in cortisol was so great that our lab had to recalibrate their equipment. The lab said, we just can't believe it. Cortisol does not drop that fast. But lo and behold, it did in the study. So we find there are both physiological effects, pain, even things like TBI, traumatic brain injury. We found that after that series of EFT sessions, not only does PTSD get better, but in one recently published study, just published I think last month in a journal called Traumatology, we found that traumatic brain injury symptoms, physical symptoms of TBI, improved by an average of 41%. So there are these big physiological shifts as well as psychological ones. And then what's happening energetically, we don't quite know. But at some point, we'll have MRI studies and EEG studies and more glimpses of what's happening to the body's energy fields as well.
Right. So, Dawson, how did EFT come about? I mean, it sounds like it's very helpful for people, and there's a lot of research to support it, and lots of case stories to share about it. But what's its origin?
Well, 2,500 years ago, there was a book published in China called The Yellow Emperor's Classic, and that's the book in which acupuncture was described. So it's really a remarkable thing. I have a little gizmo, which I have in my office, called a galvanometer, which measures the electrical charge on your skin. And I use a galvanometer, and I can pinpoint your acupuncture points, to the millimeter. We know exactly where they are because they're easily measurable with a skin galvanometer.
Fascinating. I had no idea there was such a thing.
I do this demonstration all the time, especially if I'm working with medical professionals. I just get a volunteer up there, and I can just boom, 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 find all the acupuncture points because this galvanometer, it just goes crazy. Whenever they have such a different electrical charge in the surrounding skin that it is very easy to detect. But 2,500 years ago, these old sages were making these acupuncture charts, charting these points. Heaven only knows how they did it, but they did it. And so they were known in China all those years ago. We have evidence that they were known about in Europe over 5,000 years ago. So they seem to have been, these energy flows have been used for healing for a long, long time. But then in the 60s, some very, very innovative therapists began to experiment with acupressure. Now, acupressure is using the acupuncture points, but it's applying pressure to them rather than needles. And there's an old ancient Japanese technique called shiatsu massage. And shiatsu uses pressure, usually the knuckles or fingertips. So, again, these methods have been around for hundreds or even thousands of years. And then gradually they were developed into systems. So a chiropractor called John Diamond began to try using pressure on acupressure points, shiatsu type pressure for pain. And then a psychiatrist began to experiment with using it for psychiatric problems. And then a clinical psychologist called Roger Callahan in the 70s began to experiment with tapping on these points and found that even for problems that he had been unable to solve with other methods, that this acupoint tapping was really effective. So there's been a whole chain of people, and EFT borrows bits from the behavioral therapies like Ivan Pavlov and conditioning in Moscow in the 20s, some behavioral therapies, cognitive therapies. EFT has little components of all of those, and we boil it down into a really simple formula. So in the back of the EFT manual, we have EFT on one page. So it's a big, thick manual. It shows you all kinds of tips and techniques, but the essential routine called the basic recipe is really, really simple.
Dawson, we've mentioned tapping, and I know that this is, it's known for being, a type of tapping therapy. What process do you go through, just very simply, when you're dealing with a particular issue?
What you do is you think of the issue and imagine it vividly. So it's the opposite of avoidance. You actually face your problems. Now, most of us are not used to facing our problems. We're used to not facing our problems. We want to not think about the bad things that happen in our lives. We want to think positively. And so we come into therapy, or we come into a crisis with an enormous backlog of unprocessed psychological material where we never cried when our dog died when we were 4 years old. We never cried when our grandmother died when we were 12. I mean, we have all these unprocessed emotions. So with EFT, we don't have you think positively. In fact, we train you to think really negatively. We want you to really face the fact that that person died, you lost that job, you got divorced, you got sick, whatever it was. We have you really dwell on that negative thing because you've never really digested it. You've never really processed all of that emotional material. So yes. There's all this energy stuck around that old memory or the old event. And then while you hold it in your mind vividly, we have you tap or rub these 12 acupuncture points. Now, what then happens is that there is a real conflict that goes on in your body. Your body is used to thinking about that death or that divorce or that loss, and It is a stress signal to your body. So there's an image in your mind of a bad thing that happened. When you think about the bad thing, it signals your body to go to fight or flight. Your cortisol rises, your adrenaline rises, and So you're going into stress mode driven by that memory or thought. When you then, on those acupuncture points, a really interesting thing happens, which is the second signal that tells it it's safe. So that tapping reassures your emotional brain, your limbic system, that memory of the trauma, even if it's a really terrible one like those Rwandan orphans, it tells them that is not a proximate threat to their survival. What then happens is that tapping signal cancels out the stress signal that's coming to the limbic system, the emotional brain, from the memory of the trauma. So when you pair the tapping with the memory, vividly imagine the bad memory, and then tap, it breaks the association that the limbic system has between the traumatic memory and going into fight or flight response. That's why it lowers cortisol. So it's a really fascinating little trick to do to process and remove the emotional charge behind all of those old emotional traumas in your life.
Wonderful. Now, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we are going to be taking some phone calls. Benny, can you quickly mention the number to people?
Sure. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
More with Dr. Dawson Church when we return here in just a few moments.
A bird sang this song to me. There was a message in its melody.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the hit show Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com, and get into it now.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Now if I'm a part of everything, there's a message I was sent to bring from life's university, of the birds, trees, and the breeze. Just wait till tomorrow comes. Live your life and hold on. Take a step to another day.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Dawson Church. He has written the manual on EFT called the EFT Manual. EFT has become very popular, and there's good reason for that, Dawson, isn't there?
There is. It's spread totally by grassroots as well. There's no, like, drug company behind it or anything like that. There's no big marketing campaign. But literally millions of people are searching for EFT, doing that search every month using their browser, and then visiting our site. So we get huge numbers of visitors to our website, which is where we collect all the stories of users throughout the world who are using EFT and writing into us. But, literally millions of people are searching for it and using it. It is this huge grassroots movement.
So, you know, what are some of the other stories? We've heard about some PTSD success healing stories. What are some of the physical issues that can resolve after going through this emotional freedom technique?
We found that in various studies, pain goes down dramatically. And in one study called the Healthcare Workers Study, we did research with 200 healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, psychotherapists, alternative medicine practitioners, chiropractors, and we found that they had their average drop in physical pain in a half-hour EFT session was 68%. So big drop in pain.
That's
and the p-value of that one was 0.0001. So again, highly significant results physically as well as clinically for that. And you find things like, I know one of the very first people I worked with in pain was a man on crutches in one of my workshops, and he was there for a demonstration, just a brief book tour lecture I was giving. He volunteered to work with me, get EFT for me, and I honestly, Christine, did not think EFT would work for him because he had a bone fracture. He'd broken his leg in a car crash 2 weeks before on crutches, and so my logical mind is saying there's no way EFT's going to help this guy because it's just a bone fracture, and his pain was 8 out of 10. So he had high levels of pain, and I thought, well, it's really natural that he had that level of pain 2 weeks after a recent fracture. So I worked with him anyway, and it turned out that in a very brief session, maybe 15 minutes or so, his pain went down from an 8 out of 10 to a 2 out of 10. Even though I did not believe that it would budge, because it turned out that much of the pain was emotional. He was mad at the other driver that had collided with him. He had been in the car with his wife, going to a place where his wife wanted to go and he didn't want to go. So his wife had made him go that day. So he was angry at her, angry at the other driver, angry at the hospital staff. So he had all these emotional factors, and that overlay had driven his pain up to a much higher level. When we tapped all those things down to a low number, suddenly his physical pain in his bone was down to a 2 out of 10 rather than an 8 out of 10, even though I, as the practitioner, didn't believe that it was possible. So that's what we find with EFT, is that when you resolve the emotional aspects of what we think of as physical conditions, that you're left with the real physical nub of the problem. You're no longer compounding that with all of those emotional problems as well.
Fascinating. That makes perfect sense to me, because we store so much in our bodies, from our emotions. And I guess in that situation, it makes perfect sense. So can you do EFT on yourself, or do you have to find an EFT practitioner?
For issues that you aren't making progress on, you really do need a practitioner. But the introductory videos, like on EFT Universe, it's really easy. You can just, like, we have a free manual online, a condensed version of the physical book manual, and you can just download that free off our website, and then download the free manual. Just try it on any kind of simple issue, and usually for a simple thing, it's going to work well doing it yourself. If you have a complex issue, if you have an addiction problem, if you have for weight loss, for example, we have a whole online weight loss program. We find that people need coaching, they need individualized, customized work. So for simple things, yeah, doing them yourself is usually pretty easy. But if you have a long-standing problem, fear of public speaking, if you have some kind of persistent issue you're dealing with, then it often helps to have a coach or a therapist doing it with you.
Right. So, we talk about PTSD, and we often think in terms of war situations. Do people suffer PTSD if they've never been to war? Is it possible for people to suffer from that from other situations?
I'm working on a project now where we're looking at the American Psychological Association standards for defining what constitutes an evidence-based therapy. And as part of that, we did a survey of about 500 EFT practitioners, and we asked them the question, do you think that the official estimate of PTSD in the U.S., which is the National Institutes of Health estimates it's about 3.5% of the population, do you think that's accurate or not? And our practitioners overwhelmingly said they think it's much higher, around 15% of the population. So they, you know, the what do you hear from people at trauma conferences is that PTSD is one of the most unrecognized, undiagnosed conditions we have. Many people are traumatized early on. I'll give you one kind of startling example that dates from research done from the 70s onward. There were these experiments done called the Still Face experiments. Again, on our website, actually, just go to stillface.eftuniverse.com for a summary of these experiments. And I also talk about them in the EFT manual. And in these experiments, they were done with really young children, 6 months of age, 8 months of age, usually infants under a year of age. And what they do, and these are caught on film, is the researchers tell the mother who's there with the child simply to keep her face still and not show any emotional reaction. So the mother has a poker face. What happens when the mother is no longer interacting with the baby is that the baby makes attempts to get the mother's attention. The baby starts to coo. The baby starts to make more faces. The baby becomes more emotionally expressive, trying to elicit an emotional response from the mother. So that the mother, again, has been told by the researcher to keep a totally still poker face, and the mother keeps on doing that. Within a few minutes, or a few seconds, actually, the baby then redoubles its attempts to engage the mother emotionally. And when that fails, the baby starts to cry. And when that fails, the baby loses the regulation of its autonomic nervous system. Its whole nervous system becomes dysregulated, it becomes unable to function, starts to flop around and cry uncontrollably. The baby is very clearly being traumatized, not by any bad thing that's happening. All that's happening is they're not getting enough emotional interaction from a parent. This happens with dads as well. So showed us that it doesn't take. So it doesn't take some sort of extreme trauma to result in a really big emotional impact on us as children. During our formative months and years, especially just after birth, unless we're getting good, healthy emotional contact from our caregivers, we can wind up with fairly severe long-term psychological consequences. So, we think that the incidence of PTSD is far higher than usually diagnosed.
Yeah, and then you think about the children who've been, beaten when they were growing up, and domestic violence, and verbal abuse. It strikes me as that 15% is probably very accurate, based on my understanding. And, the situation with the baby, as a mother, I'd have a heck of a time doing that experiment.
I know, right. But I think can keep a poker face for long.
No, exactly. But there's an aspect of it where there was nothing bad happening, and yet for a baby, if they're not engaging their parents, then they probably have this deep-seated fear of not surviving. And so, you know, maybe it's not just the, you know, that something bad, you know, has to happen. Maybe it's just the fear of something bad happening that's big enough to trigger, you know, our trauma.
Totally. If you think about the adaptive value of this in terms of evolutionary biology, I talk a lot about evolutionary biology in the EFT manual. It was clearly critical for an infant, a human infant, to be able to engage its parent emotionally so that parents could take care of it. If, you know, if you go back 100,000 years, 200,000 years, if your parent didn't take care of you after you were born, you were dead.
Absolutely.
So it was built into... We evolved the ability to engage emotionally with our caregivers, and that was crucial to life, to our survival. So this has been bred into us genetically for hundreds of generations, and so this ability to have an emotional bond to a caregiver is absolutely critically important, and it's just part of how we function genetically. So
So, Dawson, how can people find their way to your work and more about EFT? What's the website that that they can find their way to?
Well, to download a free copy of the EFT mini manual, just go to my website, Dawson, my name, D-A-W-S-O-N, DawsonGift.com, and then we'll send you the mini manual and some videos to help you get started. And then if you'd like to pick up the full manual, that's available on Amazon or wherever the online booksellers are, or Barnes & Noble, any local bookstore. You want to go to a EFT manual, so the new edition of the book. And that gives you expanded instructions how to do EFT. So either go to the website, DawsonGift.com, or pick up a copy of the full manual for those expanded instructions how to do EFT.
And again, it's called the EFT manual. We're going to go on another quick break, but more with Dr. Dawson Church when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upcher Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Dawson Church. He's written many books, including his most recent, the EFT Manual. And by EFT, we're talking about the emotional freedom techniques. Dawson, you know, you talk about venturing into all sorts of realms from, you know, that have emotional components. What's some of the more recent work you've been doing in terms of applying EFT to a new area?
EFT is a tool for stress reduction. And once we got our work going well with PTSD, I asked myself this crucial question, what is the next biggest area that people suffer besides psychological trauma? And the answer for me was weight. People suffer from being overweight or obese. Two-thirds of the U.S. population is overweight or obese.
Oh, my goodness. And up to two-thirds. That's shocking.
Two-thirds, yeah. A third are overweight, a third are obese. Two-thirds, huge problem. And it has terrible health effects, pervasive health effects long-term on people's wellness. So, and it's really hard to treat because people go on diets, they lose weight, but the studies show that within 2 years after being on a diet, most people on a diet not only regain their weight, they actually are heavier after 2 years than they were when they first began the diet. So you go through all this misery on the diet, and then you're in worse shape 2 years from now. So it's really this multifaceted problem. So we began to do research on EFT and weight loss. What we found was really interesting. People lose moderate amounts of weight when they do an EFT program, but in 3 randomized controlled trials, we found that in the year after they finished the EFT program, they lose weight. In one study, which was published a short while ago, they lost an average of 11.1 pounds in the 12 months after they finished the EFT program. So unlike the usual pattern, people regain the weight, they lose the weight and keep it off. So we now have a variety of online programs we're both offering people and we're also doing studies on, and it's really heartening to see people losing weight and then having this long-term pattern of maintaining those gains and not getting the weight back on their bodies again. So that's one area I feel would be really make a difference in. When people lose weight as well, all kinds of other things improve. Their self-esteem improves. Mm-hmm. Often their relationships improve. Other parts of their lives, like their complexion, the allostatic load on their body being overweight, all of those things improve as well. So when you shift that one part of your life, it's a high leverage activity. It then has a positive effect on many other parts of your life as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, earlier in the program you were talking about how some studies measured cortisol levels in individuals who were going through EFT and how it was, you know, so greatly reducing the cortisol levels. Well, from my understanding of weight gain and weight loss, cortisol plays a key role, doesn't it?
Cortisol plays a really key role, and cortisol is very harmful to the body if it's elevated over time. It produces increased skin wrinkling. It produces loss of muscle mass, loss of bone density over time. But it produces accumulation of fat around the hips, the thighs, and the belly. And so higher cortisol means higher amounts of fat there. And in that randomized controlled trial I mentioned earlier, it shows that cortisol was significantly lowered by just a very small amount of EFT. So one of the physiological mechanisms of action that is being affected by EFT is your level of cortisol. Also, when you reduce cortisol, you then boost your major, your most important cell repair hormone, which is DHEA. And the two of them function kind of like a team. So when one goes up, the other goes down, and vice versa. So when cortisol is high, depresses your cell repair hormone, DHEA. And when you have loss of DHEA, you tend to have low cortisol. So the two of them function in this kind of ratio. And you want to have high DHEA, high cell repair capabilities, and low cortisol. That's the ideal. And again, we found that EFT is really useful in lowering your cortisol levels.
Okay. So, Dawson, in you know, 2 minutes or less, can you just share with our listeners again what this would mean to implement EFT in their daily life? What, you know, what essentially would they be doing? How long would it take? And, you know, how many times a day would they be implementing it?
Well, do it whenever you're stressed. If you're in traffic, tap. Don't swear. Tap. If you're mad at your colleagues at work, don't swear at them either. Tap instead. Don't simmer with resentment at your parent with Alzheimer's or your child who's acting out or your spouse. What you can do is you can regulate your own emotion by tapping. So whenever you feel your stress going high, when your cortisol is rising, when your adrenaline's going way up there, tap. Release those old, stuck, miserable feelings. Don't stay stuck in that place. So that's why I so advocate you just using EFT as a stress reduction tool. Also, in the morning, think about your plan for the day. If you're in part of our weight loss program, we'll have you imagining your weight loss goals for the day, your eating plan for the day, and tapping on that. So you just think about your intentions, your plans, your future path, and tap on that. And so start the day with things like EFT, things like mindfulness. Get yourself in a good frame of mind to begin the day, and then when you're stressed during the course of the day, tap to release those stresses.
So how long does tapping last typically?
Little EFT routine takes under a minute, so very, very, very quick. And research has shown that if you calm and center yourself, that the benefits of 5 minutes of relaxation at the beginning of the day, they last 7 hours in terms of your immune system. So big payoff in terms of heightened immunity for 7 hours from 5 minutes of increased stress regulation in the morning.
Great. And Dawson, your latest book, The EFT Manual, lays out so much of this and is filled with inspirational stories. Can you remind our listeners again what your website is, please?
The website to go to is DawsonGift.com. So my name, DawsonGift, DawsonGift.com. There you can download the free mini manual and also see some videos, get going with EFT. I mean, you'll just feel it in your body. Just bring any kind of worry or problem or issue. Try those videos. Look at the manual. Manual is really brief. It's only 70 pages long. So look at the manual, read EFT on a page, do some tapping, and you'll feel the shift in your own body. So my real goal here is that people not suffer, that they tap, release those stresses, and have a happier life.
Wonderful. And thank you, Dawson, for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.